Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now, 104.5 The Zone drops the puck on Nashville Predators Hockey Talk. This is the Neutral Zone, presented by Lion Zone, with Christopher and Darren Martell from the Sports Station, 104.5 The Zone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh boy, it's
playoff time.
It's playoff time. Actually, you know, we said that last week, but it's we're in the middle of playoff time now. We're in the middle of the playoffs. Nashville's in the middle of the playoffs. 15 other teams are in the middle of the playoffs.
Very exciting playoffs. Weird series too. We got Columbus up 3-0.
I know. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Christopher Martell from Fox Sports Tennessee, alongside Darren Martell.
Parts unknown.
He's got a beanie on. He looks very important tonight.
I got a beanie on, so that means I'm important.
Yes, it's a toboggan.
A toque. Wow.
It's very nice. It's very, it contains your hair very nice.
There's Chris with his Bob Ross Ever Make Mistakes shirt on.
Yes, I have a Bob Ross shirt
that's
on.
That's all right. You're it a looks big great. Mistake. All right.
Oh, that's not very nice. Okay, well, you know, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Two potential sweeps going on.
Yes.
Both underway right now, and Columbus actually leading the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 at the end of the second period.
It's a close one.
Close one. They can shut that one out tonight. Islanders leading Pittsburgh 2-1 in that series, 3-0 in that series, leading 2-1 through two periods as well. We're going to dive into the first three games of the Nashville-Dallas series, including previewing games 4 and 5 in a potential game 6. Playoff Kobayashi Maru, it's back for the playoffs. We had a regular season winner of Pekka Rinne. Does he repeat in the first week? Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows? Twitter questions. Braylon's Corner's back this week. La, 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 la. And more. But first up, it's the Coach's Challenge.
Coach's Challenge.
We're gonna get into the Nashville Dallas stuff. I think we need to look at where the current series are right now.
Yes.
And we need to look at our predictions. And we need to see where we're at based on what we said.
We're not starting
where you want to start. We're going to start where I want to start.
I want to start with the Preds.
You want to? Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Because you want to rub it in my face.
I want to start with the Jets and the Blues.
Well, we're not starting there. We're starting with Calgary and Colorado. That's the first on our list.
Mike Smith.
We talked about this. Yes. We talked about this last week. Goaltending can be a huge issue for the Calgary Flames because David Rittich and Mike Smith, we didn't know who's going to be able to lead them. We knew Mike Smith was going to get the start.
And it has not turned out good.
Well, it did for about, what, 2 games and about 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Smith looked phenomenal in game one. I mean, shut him out. You know, he shut out the Avs in game one.
And then he went duty on the ice after that.
Well, no. I mean, I think... When you look at what they did in game one, I mean, it was a phenomenal performance. You know, he goes in there, shuts him out 4-0. They go into game two, have the same kind of performance. They look really, really good,
except
it goes to overtime. You never know. It's the next bounce, wins, and overtime.
Toss of a coin.
Nathan MacKinnon. Okay. Philip Grubauer had an amazing stop on one side of the ice.
Yeah.
And then the puck comes all the way down there. Nathan MacKinnon wires a shot. I have not seen a puck leave a stick that quickly
whenever,
in a long time.
Whenever the puck is on MacKinnon's stick.
It's dangerous.
Rest assured, something dangerous is going to happen.
That is a very good breakdown there, sir.
You're welcome.
Of Nathan MacKinnon. I'm just saying, MacKinnon's got a great shot, you know. And so they go in there, they upset the Flames in game two, tie that series. The Avs steamroll them in game three, 6-2. Mike Smith looks like Mike Smith trash can Just absolutely just atrocious.
Mike Trash Can.
And, you know, we speculated that it could be the undoing of the Flames.
Well, we speculated also that...
Very funny.
But seriously, though, in that series, it was unexpected. I mean, of course, goaltending, like you said, is the big issue, but that kind of turnaround from Mike Smith, I mean, you expected either good or bad play from the start. Not, okay, he's looking okay, but wow, where'd this come from?
Yeah, and with that series alone, you know, right now, Avs are up 2-1. We both had Flames in 7, so hopefully it's a little bit longer of a series than what we've seen so far.
Not looking that way.
I mean, after what they did there tonight, it's not looking great.
Yeah.
Vegas and San Jose.
That's a series.
Not really. And let me explain.
Technically...
Factually, it is a series. It is something that's happening right now.
That's what I meant.
It is actually actively a playoff series. Now, whether one team has an advantage over the other, let's talk about that. Currently, I think Vegas has a really strong advantage over San Jose. More so of the fact because Martin Jones is bad at hockey. And we talked about that all last week. I told you.
Let's be
real. And George Mattarangis and Michael Wade earlier in the year told us both. They said... Martin Jones is bad at hockey. And we said, you know, you're right. Martin Jones is bad at hockey.
Both of these teams, for lack of a better term, are hitting each other with their purses right now.
No, I think Vegas is hitting them with a sledgehammer. San Jose...
In their purse.
In their purse? Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you. San Jose right now, I don't think they're doing enough. I mean, they're clearly not doing enough. Martin Jones is horrible.
Yeah.
Martin Jones is... Martin Jones.
Moron Jones? You going to call him moron?
Martin Jones.
My God, buddy, 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 buddy.
Martin Jorns.
Jorns. Jorns. Martin Jorts.
Not so good. We've talked about it before. Looked awful in game 3.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looked really bad. Joe Thornton gets suspended for game 4. Evander Kane, Ryan Reeves buckled up and they started throwing fists at each other, and that was fun to watch.
They buckled up and they had a nice safe ride home.
They did. Current series,
all boils down to all these series.
Is that right? No, that's not right.
It all boils down, like you said earlier, to goaltending.
Okay.
If your goaltending is not on par for whatever team you're playing for, you're not going to win. End of story.
You're right. You're right. And right now the Knights are up 2-1 in the series. We both said Vegas and
Flurry.
5. Yeah. Well, not just that. I think it's because Martin Jones is awful. I mean, seriously, Martin Jones is bad at hockey.
Martin Jorts is awful.
Martin Jorns.
Jorts.
Jorns. Winnipeg and St. Louis, you wanted to talk about
they
this one. Let's get into it.
Beating the pants out of each other. Off of each other. There we go. That's better.
Well, but, I mean, they're no, it's a really
so
tough series.
Whoever wins that series is going to probably face Nashville.
But did we see St. Louis going up 2-0 in that series?
Of course not.
No, we didn't see them going up to Winnipeg, taking both games in Winnipeg, and then coming home and blowing a game 3 possibility where they could have gone up 3-0.
That's why this has been a weird postseason already, because you're seeing a series going exactly opposite of how we both expected at the end of the season.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, we're seeing series go exactly opposite of what we thought they were going to happen. We're seeing the Avs take a 2-1 series lead on the Flames.
But who would have thought Columbus?
We're going to get in the Eastern Conference in a second. We're seeing a whole bunch of Eastern Conference teams do things that we didn't think was going to happen. I mean,
Tampa
we really
Bay
didn't.
Was the favorite to make it to the Cup final.
I know. But, I mean, I told y'all Columbus was going to make some noise, but I didn't think they were going to make that much noise.
Because John Tortorella is telling people not to push him.
I know. But back to Winnipeg and St. Louis, Jordan Binnington made him look like a rookie in game 3.
Bad.
Currently, Blues are up 2-1 in the series. My prediction was Blues in 7. Darren had Jets in 6.
Ooh,
I mean,
on the fence.
You're on the fence there.
Knocking
it's okay.
on trouble's door.
Let's take a look at the Eastern Conference Series right now with 17:51 left to go in the third period. Columbus has a 4-3 lead on the Tampa Bay Lightning, up 3-0 over the Lightning in that series.
You have to give it to Bobrovsky.
I don't think you just give it to Bobrovsky.
I think you give it
to John Tortorella. John Tortorella.
He's a mean man.
Not just that. He took a team that was down 3-0 after the first period in Tampa Bay and had them come back in Tampa Bay to win that game.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Would you want to be a player in the locker room listening to one of his speeches when you're down 3-0?
Hell yeah, would be. Absolutely. John Tortorella is one of the most motivational coaches in the league.
Is that right, Brooksy?
Oh, seriously though. I mean, seriously, he is on par with probably Peter Laviolette in terms of how he's able to motivate his guys.
Laviolette's a little less angry.
No, I mean, have you seen him get angry?
I've seen Laviolette get angry, but not okay, Tortorella it's not, angry.
You know, it's not casual. Okay?
Well, then again, I've also seen Peter Laviolette standing on the bench. Like on the boards trying to get over to
Peter Laviolette is a player's coach, man, just like John Tortorella is.
Yeah.
So Washington, Carolina, I kind of thought this was going to be a real hard fought series.
Michigan, totally.
I thought that was really that was ridiculous. Yeah. You know, I don't think Ovechkin should have taken the fight. I think he should have walked away. But, you know, Svechnikov just got laid out. I mean, the dude's 19 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, Ovechkin's what, 36?
Yeah.
And he has, 40 pounds on Svechnikov?
It was one hit, guys down, knockout.
Well, I mean, he threw, like, easily four or five punches. One connected on the side of his face, the other connected on his chin, and Svechnikov was out. You know, Svechnikov is not just out for game three for the remainder of it. Now he's out for game four.
So he's got, a broken jaw?
We don't know what he's got. It's an upper body injury is what it is.
Body.
Upper body.
Okay.
right now, the current series up to, we didn't say the prediction. The current series, Jackets up 3-0. In that series, we both said Tampa in five. It's probably going to be Jackets before. But the current series in Washington and Carolina, Capitals are up 2-1. My prediction was Carolina in seven. Easily could happen if all the home teams take advantage of that. Darren, you said Washington six.
Yeah.
You're closer on the path there.
All right.
New York Islanders and Pittsburgh. Barry Trotz's Islanders.
Impressive.
Absolutely whipping the Penguins at their own game.
It's that coaching style of Barry Trotz. Maybe it didn't work in Nashville, but it's working everywhere
else. It's not just that, but they are playing the game the Penguins like to play.
Yeah.
And the Penguins are getting upset. They're throwing cross checks.
I just like to see Sidney Crosby cry.
Well, you know, it's fun. It's fun watching the Penguins getting the fire beat out of them. I absolutely love it. You know, Islanders are currently up 3-0. They're leading right now end of the second period. They're up 2-1 over the Penguins. So they have a chance to close that one out as well. My prediction was Islanders in six. Clearly it could be Islanders in four. Darren, you said Penguins in seven.
I feel bad.
You feel bad. You should feel bad, but that's the only other possible outcome for the Penguins to win it.
Yep.
Boston, Toronto. The only thing I got about this series, it's an ugly series.
Yeah.
I mean, these two teams, not just do they hate each other. These are two original six teams. They hate each other.
It's showing on the ice.
I mean, Nazem Kadri got suspended for the duration of the series. You don't see an ambiguous suspension like that. One where it goes, we're not going to suspend you for two games.
You're out of here.
We're suspending you for this many games. Well, how many is this many? It could be three. It could be four. It could be two. It could be one.
But he's out.
He's out. He's off for the rest of the series. And, you know, you're seeing players like Zdeno Chara get upended. You never see a 6'9" guy like him get upended.
You never see anybody who's 6'9" get that happen.
No, it's just a dirty series. Leafs are up 2-1 right now. Prediction I had was Bruins in six. Darren, you said Bruins in seven.
Yeah.
So right now, our predictions are fairly bad. They're not great.
Well, we're trying.
But I think the most important one, and you know, we'll dive into the first three games of the series here in the next segment. But let's talk about prediction.
Nashville,
you know, we both said the Preds were going to win the series. And I said Preds in four because I wanted to take the sweep. You said Preds in five. And right now the Preds are up 2-1. All they got to do is win tomorrow and they got to win Saturday and you win.
They keep that momentum going tomorrow night. I assure you they're going to come back on Saturday
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this right now. We're going to talk about it later in the show. Dallas threw everything they could at them in game three.
They have nothing else.
Dallas could not win in game three.
They have nothing else.
What more can they throw at Nashville that they haven't thrown already?
The bench.
Maybe.
Literally.
But I'm saying they can't have another 58 shot attempt performance. It's not going to happen.
And who do you think for that? You think Pecorino.
We'll talk about that in the next segment and more. But one thing I've got to ask you, Darren.
What's that?
This is a very serious question, okay? It's a very serious question.
Here we go.
We talk about all these series. We talk about how tough they are. How tough they are and how we're getting these predictions wrong.
Of course.
But you know what could be useful here, Darren?
What's that?
Something to contain the information of all the series and the stats.
Really?
You know what we need?
What do we need?
We need Lion Zone.
Yes!
Locally based since 1999, Lion Zone's a client-focused, results-driven digital advertising agency that encapsulates everything you need to grow your business. Their digital recruitment marketing services include everything you need to succeed, including SEM, social and mobile marketing, retargeting, PPC, video, email, mobile, and more. Take advantage of their TAP program, a turnkey recruitment marketing program that helps you keep track of your open positions, organize your leads, and nurture them into hires. However you're looking to grow your business, Lion Zone can handle all your needs and more. Give them a call at 615-353-0402 or visit them online at www.lionzone.com. Lion Zone, Nashville's leading internet marketing agency since 1999 and title sponsor of the Neutral Zone. After the break, we dive into the first three games between Preds and Stars as Nashville currently holds a 2-1 lead. We get into the next. This is the Neutral Zone, powered by Lion Zone on 104.5 The Zone.
Aww. Hey,
macho, this song was chosen by Braylon for I don't know why he likes Macho Man, but I guess he is a Macho Man. He's doing some kind of whirly dance in his seat right now. Welcome back to the Neutral Zone. We're by Lion Zone on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to the Neutral Zone.
Neutral Zone 104.5 on Twitter. Christopher and Uncle Herschel here in the studio. 615-737-1045 is our number.
At the Neuter Zone.
So. If you want to talk to us, please call in. Please call in and talk to us because I'm going to shut Darren's mic off here in a minute so he doesn't have to say anything else. Guys, let's get into it. Let's get into games 1, 2, and 3. We did not see this tight of a series coming. We should have.
No.
We honestly should have seen this tight of a series coming. Game one.
They played 20 minutes.
You're right. Nashville goes up 1-0 on top of a Roman Josi goal.
Thank Pecorine for not letting it be a worse loss.
Well, I don't think it necessarily was fell on Pecorine. I think it was more fell on the defense, you know, and not just them, but
too many breakdowns.
Well, not just that. I think they played a lot like how they played in game three, but instead of how Dallas ramped up the opposition in game three, I think Nashville just kind of was more back on their toes in game one.
They took
one.
Control since the drop of the puck at the first, the second period, and it just went from there.
So. Preds got on the board first, of course. Dallas scored the next three goals before PK Subban cut it to 3-2 late in the third period. Nashville had an opportunity to really kind of tie it up.
It looked like they were on the multiple
power play opportunities, but as we've said all season long, the power play is trash.
It's three garbage bags wrapped together, leaking all over the floor.
You know what's embarrassing, and you know I want to take a look at this right now, because you know we're talking about how the power play is trash, and the power play is trash because it's
garbage.
It's embarrassing that it's this bad. Columbus right now, I want to tell you, Columbus right now is 50% on their power play. 50% against the Lightning. Boston 33, Winnipeg 33. I'm just going to go through all 16 of these. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Winnipeg 33, Vegas 30.8, Toronto 28.6, Calgary 25%, Carolina 23.1, Islanders 20%, San Jose 18.8, St. Louis 16.7, Washington 16.7, Pittsburgh, who's down 3-0 in their series, 12.5%, Colorado, who's up 2-1 in their series, 12.5%. Dallas, who's down 2-1, 7.7%.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, 0.0%. Now, they're down 3-0 in their series. Understandable. Nashville, up 2-1, 0.00%.
Yeah.
That is atrociously embarrassing.
I
don't know. I really can't
you
tell you.
You were the one who was supposed to solve this. I did solve it.
I told you exactly, you know, they need to have better movement. And okay, to be fair, I said it's atrociously awful, but to be fair, they're getting movement.
They're looking better. They're just not scoring.
But they can't score. And that's unfortunate because...
We'll give some to Ben Bishop, too. He's been playing lights out.
Yes, he has. And I will say that Ben Bishop has been playing great. I mean, Ben Bishop has been playing as good of hockey as Dallas has needed him to play.
They should call him the Archbishop.
No, they shouldn't because that's a dumb name. They shouldn't call him the Archbishop.
That, you know, I try to have ideas on here, and I try to talk, and I just want to let you know.
All right. Well, it
hurts.
Well, let me tell you right now, penalty kill wise, Nashville's penalty kill has saved their bacon.
Yes.
Now, Dallas, of course, Dallas and Columbus both have 100% on their penalty kill. But I'll tell you what Nashville's penalty kill right now sits at 92.3%.
Well, Dallas had four power plays this past game, didn't they?
And Nashville stopped all four of them.
In a critical 5-on-3.
Critical 5-on-3. But let's get back to game one real quick. Let's talk about that one. Nashville couldn't tie it up and late. Dallas gets an important 1-0
lead. Disappointing.
Nashville has never won a series. 0-9 when losing the first game of the series. Now, it was a very critical stat, okay?
Oh, boy.
So,
don't tell me that.
Game two, the Preds come out. Big momentum swing here. The Preds play all 60 minutes of that game.
They looked like the Nashville Predators.
They were tearing the Dallas Stars. If it wasn't for Ben Bishop in net, Dallas would have lost by 6 goals.
Yeah.
Anton Khudobin would have given up at least 4.
Yeah.
And that's not a slight on Anton Khudobin. He's a good goaltender. Ben Bishop, when he's on his game, is better.
Yeah.
You know? So Anton Khudobin, I don't think we'll see him in the series unless Ben Bishop gets hurt. But Nashville goes out there, control the entire momentum of the game. Jamie Benn gets the first goal. I didn't see that coming. Rocco Grimaldi scored 2 minutes later to tie the game up.
Hey, and Rocco's modern life.
Rocco has done fantastic. You know, absolutely fantastic.
Stepped up.
But what concerned me here before this game inevitably, boy, I'm having some trouble with words today. I mean, it is.
Hold on, hey.
All right, Patty Whack.
Listen,
I'm just having word trouble today. I can't English.
You're right
very
in the struggle bus. It's all right.
Here's what I was saying. Inevitably, this game was going to go to overtime. And I don't like overtime games when they involve the Preds in the playoffs.
Greg Smith came through.
Okay, well, we'll get to that here in a second. But my point is that Nashville was pouring traffic. I'm talking about, they were putting so much towards Ben Bishop.
It was getting frustrating.
But it convinced me that for all the positive chances and opportunities that Nashville was getting, the bad bounce was going to go against them, and it wasn't going to go their way. And you know, that's what happens. That's exactly what happens.
That's kind of what happened in game one.
Well, it's what happened to Dallas in game three.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just,
you were the one who said this series was going to be a series of bad bounces.
I did. And you know, to be honest with you, it has been. It's been a series of lucky bounces. And case in point, game two's overtime winner by Craig Smith was a series of unfortunate bounces. Matthias Ekholm shoots the puck from the point. It hits Roman Polak in the hand. It falls right in front of Craig Smith, and he whacks it in the net. And Ben Bishop literally, like Roman Polak went, ah! And he threw his hands up. Like he flinched.
No, photographs.
He threw his hands up.
He yawnished it, didn't he?
He yawnished it. And he threw his hands up. No photographs, please.
Lines unavailable in the gift shop. Thank you, Winston.
He threw his hands up, and the puck bounced off his arm, and it fell right to Craig Smith. Ben Bishop was literally skating right to left. He was sliding to the left.
Oh, no.
And Smith was like, whack. And it went right into the back of the net. It was a perfect shot. And Ben Bishop just sat there going,
Ben Bishop,
oh,
like,
man.
No.
Yeah. He didn't even see it coming. And that's literally the bounce. You know, that's the kind of bounce that's going to win you a series. Nashville gets it in game two. Nashville gets it in game three. The Preds are getting blitzed on the ice during game three against the Stars in Dallas.
Badly.
Nashville does not historically do well in Dallas. They had won 13.
They pulled out a win.
Well, they had won 13 all-time games in Dallas. Now, here's the interesting stat. Before 2016 and 17, I believe, they had won only like 11 times. Okay.
Total
in Dallas.
Okay? I thought you meant total in the
NHL.
No,
in Dallas. Total in Dallas, 11 times. Since 2016 and 17, they're 3-0-1 in Dallas.
That's good.
Okay. But three of those four games were one goal games. That's two bad. Of those four went to overtime.
That's good.
They go in last night. They win 3-2 in overtime. It's a one goal game.
That's good.
No, they didn't win in overtime. Excuse me. They won 3-2.
That's bad.
That's bad. Yes.
It contains.
Can I go now? Yes. Well, they go in there. Dallas just gut checks them the entire game. If it wasn't for Pecorine. His stop in the third period on
Jamie Benn.
I don't think it was a kick save. It was just him.
How he got his leg over there in the first place.
It wasn't just his leg. His hand stopped the puck. Like, it bounced. It ramped up his leg. And if his hand was not there, it would have went in the net.
Well, that just goes to show Pekka's always had that amazing glove hand. It's always right there when
Let me tell you. Okay. I got to do this real quick. I got to do this because one of the guys from the Oak Ridge Boys. Okay. One of the guys from the Oak Ridge Boys. The guy with the mustache, the white guy with the white hair with the mustache.
The white guy with the mustache.
Yeah. Well, no, I think his name is Joe.
We'll call him Joe.
No. Okay. But listen, the point I'm getting at here is, he commented and said it was the best save he's ever seen in his life. And what I was like is like, we need an Elvira-like song for Pecorine because the Titans have the Code of Conduct song.
Pecorine.
Yes.
Save him up.
I'm going to sing it in the way that I said it. I said, we need a Pecorine song in the tune of Elvira. A giddy up, a big save, and glove down, giddy up. You never see the man with the frown. Pecorine, hooray.
Code of conduct.
Okay, we've had.
How much do you think they've got paid just to do code of conduct?
Off the rails here, or off the rails. We'll preview games 4 and 5 without singing Elvira. This is the Neutral Zone, powered by Lions Zone on 104.5 The Zone.
Oh my!
Neutral Zone, powered by Lions on 104.5 The Zone, at Neutral Zone 104.5 on Twitter. 615-737-1045 is our number here in the studio.
315 left to go in this game.
I've already had people tell me they're leaving because we sang the Code of Conduct song in the form of Pecorine.
We are just trying to establish a code of conduct.
Okay, listen, you guys.
Mr. Maya?
No. listen to me. You can't tell me that you wouldn't sing along no matter how embarrassing it was, no matter how bad it was, how good it was.
If there
wasn't a Pecorine version of Elvira.
Every time he makes a huge save, they play Pecorine.
Giddy up, boom, bop, mow, mow. Giddy up, a big save, and drum down, giddy up. You never seen the man with the frown. Pecorine, hooray.
Oh, no.
It's stored forever.
In the database of life.
Oh, that's awful. We're going to have that drop too much.
If the Preds make it past this series and make it past the other series and make it to the final, that's going to be the theme for every show.
Yeah, you know what? That's copyrighted. Christopher Martel, the non-Oak Ridge boy.
He's now signed with BMI.
We derailed long enough. We got to talk about Game 4. Game 4 and Game 5. Well, actually, first, Columbus 4-3 over the Tampa Bay Lightning right now. Empty net for the Bolts. 2 minutes to go in the third period.
Papa Ganoush is playing great.
Columbus with a chance to sweep. That's a huge thing.
That's huge.
So, actually, there it is. Empty net goal. 5-3. Jackets lead with 113 seconds to go.
They're hugging each other.
Okay, Game 4, Preds and Stars, comes up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time in Dallas. Preds with a chance to take a commanding, throat-clenching 3-1 series lead on the Dallas Stars. I mean, really, you know, we talked about it earlier in the first segment. We said specifically that Dallas threw everything they could at Nashville in Game 3.
Feel kind of calm, Predators fans, because if that's the truth,
well, I mean, seriously,
there is nothing left in the tank.
Yeah, but Jim Montgomery said after the game was over, he goes, you know, if we just keep playing that way, if we keep throwing stuff towards them, good things going to come our way.
Or Pecorine is just going
to
stop them all.
But to be honest with you, if Pecorine is playing that kind of level of hockey,
he's playing playoff hockey like he's always been able to play.
I'm just telling you, if he's playing that brand of hockey, the kind of hockey he played in 2010-11 against Vancouver, ultimately lost that series. But I'm telling you, that was some of the best hockey I've seen.
Literally, he stood on his head in that
series.
He was
the only good part of that series. They just couldn't score any goals. But if he's playing that level of hockey, the same kind of hockey he played in 2016-17 that took him to the Stanley Cup final, if he's playing that kind of hockey and Dallas has already thrown 50-plus odd shot attempts at the net and they couldn't get but two past him, I mean, what are they going to do?
How much
more can they do?
Nope, 6-3.
Columbus is now up 6-3. They're going to win that series. They're going to sweep the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Pecorine is easily putting this team on his back.
Absolutely, but at the same time, he's getting support.
Yes.
And that's something that he didn't get from in 2010 and 2011.
All sides of the ice.
He's getting it from his defensemen. And you know what? Let's talk for a minute while we're talking about the way that they're playing. Let's talk about P.K. Subban for a minute.
Wonderful. I'm so glad he's finally kind of getting back into P.K. mode.
Well, here's the thing. Is I talked about this on Twitter. I said a lot of people will complain. He makes $9 million. He doesn't deserve to make $9 million. But to be honest with you, if he is playing the level of hockey he's playing right now, he deserves every penny.
Yes.
You know,
as long as he's helping the team win and progress into further series, I don't care.
He's playing to win a Stanley Cup, and he's playing at the level, an elite level defenseman right now. And right now, I've watched plenty of hockey in these playoffs so far. I've watched some of these defensemen come up and down the ice. And right now, P.K. Subban is probably one of the top three out there right now.
He's really great. He's turning it on at the right time.
Across the entire league, of all the defensemen that are playing right now, P.K. Subban is probably one of the top three that's out there.
He's playing like the defenseman that we traded, or the Preds traded for in 2006.
And it's unfortunate because Matthias Ekholm has not played good. Yeah. You know, for the first,
minus that pass and bounce off of Pollock's hand.
Well, yeah, I mean that was luck though. But I mean, outside of game two, where I thought Nashville, the entire team played great.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of game two, I thought that Ekholm has been subpar to say the least. I mean, he took some really silly penalties over the course of the series so far.
And it's almost cost Nashville.
He took an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. I mean, where he was swearing at the ref. I mean, what part of that did he think was a good idea?
That's not necessary. You're putting your team in a huge bind, especially with a series this close.
Yeah.
With a series that can come down to a power play goal.
Yeah.
Smarter hockey.
I think that's the best way you can put it, is play smarter hockey. But at the same time, I don't think you have to say that to Matthias Ekholm. I think he knows. I mean, this is not like Barry Trotz coming out there and saying, hey, if you're afraid to go out there, then go get a dog. You know, what he said before. Because, I mean, that's been ingrained in Matthias Ekholm's mind since he was a rookie.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Matthias Ekholm knows how to play hockey. I just think he's letting his emotions get the better of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that P.K. Subban is not letting his emotions get the better of him, but Matthias Ekholm is.
Again, P.K.'s playing. I'm watching his play, and he's doing what they call it, the Subidoos and everything, right, where he's beating people.
But we can't. I think we can't just talk about how well the P.K. Subban is playing. I think Roman Josi and Ryan Ellison. Well,
Roman's
well.
Been amazing. Is it?
But one pairing that I think has been under the radar.
Yeah.
Dan Hamhuis and Dante Fabbro have been playing excellent hockey. And I'm telling
wonderful
you
in front of Pekka too.
They have played to where you're not noticing them. They're making the plays. They're making the defensive zone plays they need to make. They're taking it into the offensive zone, giving everybody a chance to set up. No stupid mistakes. They have perfect coverage out there, and that's exactly what's needed of them. Mm-hmm. And I think when you compare this team to 2016-2017, they have better defense.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's missing is a successful power play. I'm telling you.
If that's the only piece of the puzzle, I'm not too disappointed, but at the same time.
I'm telling you, I think Nashville's going to win this series.
Well, yeah.
But if they can get their power play just at a reasonable percentage.
Then they are dangerous.
They're going to wipe the floor with the Western Conference.
Yeah.
It's a final in Columbus, 7-3. Jackets win their first ever series. They sweep the Tampa Bay Lightning out of the playoffs.
Tortorella's finally not going to cuss for once. He'll be all right.
Tortorella used to coach the Lightning, so,
ooh,
you know. But anyways, that series is over. We're not talking about that. If the Preds end up winning tomorrow night in Dallas, they'll be up 3-1 with a chance to clinch
on Saturday.
On Saturday, a pivotal game 5 on Saturday. All we know is that the game is Saturday. We don't know what time yet. All I know right now is that NBC has two possible openings at 2:00 and 7:00 on Saturday. So they will, Nashville will either play at 2:00 in the afternoon or they'll play at 7:00.
I'd rather have an evening game.
I'm going to tell you right now, that Columbus has swept the Lightning.
That scares me.
Now there's one. But if the Islanders finish the sweep of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's your Eastern Conference final right there.
No, you're going way too far ahead of me.
No.
If the Islanders finish the sweep, Nashville's probably going to get flexed at 2:00 start time. which I think is great because I'm all for 2 o'clock start times in games. You know,
2 o'clock.
Because think about it. Because if they get three overtimes, you're still getting home before 10 o'clock. You know, I mean that's better than any kind of normal
but
game.
They're
right
not
there.
Going to have three overtimes.
Darren, you know, winning that fourth game is always the toughest game to win.
Yeah.
Always the toughest game to win. So, you know, it's just, here's my thing is, you know, I said the Preds were going to win in form. And clearly that didn't happen after game
one. Well, you're wrong like always.
Well, it never fails. I mean, I'm always wrong about something.
Oh, yeah.
Nashville goes and they have a chance to win it in five games. They get home ice back by winning game three.
Which is always good.
They have a chance tomorrow to take a stranglehold on that series. And I think going in tomorrow, they have to continue the mindset of we're in hostile territory. We're in a place where we don't normally succeed very often, except now over our last five games, we're 4-0-1 against this team in their last five games.
They have to have the mindset and the outlook of what they had in the last game of the season. It's theirs for the taking. They hold their own fate in their hands, really.
Well, I mean, think about it. A team that went like 11-25-2 through 2016-2017, and that has now rattled off 4 out of 5 wins in that building. I'm talking about, this is a hostile building. Building is, it's tough for Nashville to win in that building, as tough as it is to win in San Jose. Whew. Those are two buildings they can't win in. And right now, the Preds have flipped the script, and they've gone into Dallas, and they've taken 4 of their last 5 games there, including one in the playoffs.
If they can take it tomorrow's
a huge game. I mean, it's not just an important game.
If they go in there tomorrow and they just totally sweep the floor and make it like a 4-0 win.
What makes you think that Dallas is going to be able to do anything more than they did Tuesday or Monday?
It's not so much that Dallas, I'm not worried about Dallas. I'm worried about the Preds' consistency. Them going in there and just
using
the bathroom on the ice.
Even if the Preds played marginally like they did on Monday. And to be honest, they didn't play bad hockey.
No.
Dallas was just ramping up the pressure on them. Even if the Preds don't get the same amount of chances they had on Monday, I don't think Dallas can sustain that thing over two more games.
Here's the thing. What if those bad bounces start happening again?
Well, I mean, like I told you at the beginning of the series, this series is going to be decided by bad bounces.
Okay.
So far in 3 games, it has been.
All right.
Every game has been decided by a bad bounce.
Let's hope that the bad bounces stop and games will be decided just by the better team.
Hopefully 2 more games left to go in that series. After the break, we're going to announce that we're going to do the playoff Kobayashi Maru playoff week one Kobayashi Maru. We're going to do Braylon's Corner, and more. And we'll do that and more. Are you listening to the Neutral Zone powered by Lions on 104.5 The Zone?
Yeah. Ring it a ding, 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 dong. Ring it a dong, dong.
Don't bad mouth the Beastie Boys. We're back at the Neutral Zone powered by Lions on 104.5 The Zone on Twitter at Neutral Zone 104.5. If you got anything you want to say, 615-737-1045. We'll take your calls, of course. Kobayashi Maru, regular season winner, of course, was Pekka Rinne. Played an amazing regular season. He did great. Had his ups, had his downs, but in the end, he was money when it counted. That being said, though, we're still going to do the Kobayashi Maru in the playoffs. I think we got to, you know.
Well, can we call it the Mobayashi Karu?
No, because that wouldn't make any sense. That being said, you know, leadership moments happen every single night in the National Hockey League, and there's no question they always happen with the Preds as well.
Yes.
Through three games in this series so far, we've seen our bouts with leadership, but that brings us to this week's Kobayashi Maru Leadership Moment of the Week.
I don't believe in the no-win scenario.
The Kobayashi Maru Leadership Moment of the Week.
Beam me up, Rocco. His name's Rocco Dillon.
Kobayashi Maru, Leadership Moment of the Week, sponsored by Your Name Here. You can sponsor it if you want to get in touch with me. Just give me a buzz, kmartell.sports@gmail.com. Be happy to speak with you about that. You know, we've had 3 games. First one didn't go Nashville's way. Of course, you can look at Craig Smith and say, hey, listen, this guy absolutely deserved it for the Kobayashi. But when you look at a player like Pekka Rinne,
yes,
who has a 40-save performance and saw the most shots that Nashville has seen in a game since 2008. And I'm talking about, you remember that 57 save performance? No. 54 save performance that Dan Ellis had against the San Jose Sharks back in 2008.
Yikes. Yes.
That's the last time the Preds have seen that many shots.
In the playoffs?
No. It was in November.
Oh, wow.
That's the last time the Preds have seen that level of shots. And Pecorine
stood on his head.
And he made that extremely important save against Jamie Benn. That gives, in my opinion, I think Pecorine the Kobayashi Maru leadership moment.
He's on a roll.
Leadership award for the week.
He's on a roll.
That puts him on top of the leaderboard with one in the playoffs. So we'll see how games 4-5 and a potential game 6 go.
I think it's
maybe
five.
Potential game 7.
That's 5.
I mean, 6 would be okay, but yeah, 5, I think you're right. So that being said, you know, it's, we got the time here, you know, it's about that time. He missed it last week.
Because he can miss it again this week.
Well, you know, what was he doing last week? What were you doing last week? Why couldn't you come? Why couldn't you? Oh, your mic's on.
Because I had drama.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He had a drama, performance.
You don't want
last
no
week.
Drama.
Well, no,
no drama.
Sir K. He was one of the Knights of the Round Table in a performance of Chaos in Camelot. It was a very good show.
We can look that person up. He is real.
Yes, Sir K was real, maybe. That being said, you know, let's not waste any more time. Let's just get into it. This is Braylon's Corner.
And now it's time for a new edition of Braylon's Corner.
Hi, Braylon. It's good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Well, it's another week. It's another week, and we're happy to bring Braylon's Corner here, sponsored by your name here. If you'd like to sponsor young Braylon's Corner, please reach out, because it'd be cool if, like, Braylon's Corner sponsored by Haagen-Dazs, you know? Haagen-Dazs wants to sponsor Braylon's Corner.
Maybe this guy.
Braylon's Concert sponsored by Crown Royale. What'd you say, Ryan?
Why not Fortnite? Because they sponsor everyone.
Right.
Yeah, Epic Games could sponsor you.
You say,
you know?
Crown Royal?
I draw things.
Crown Royal for your 10-year-old son. That's great.
Braylon, what's Braylon's Corner about
ahead,
tonight?
Guy.
Okay, so today on Braylon's Corner, it is Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2. This is a game for the Xbox One console. It's a sequel to Titanfall.
That's not the only thing.
Well, I know. I'm just giving people information. Titanfall 1 was a multiplayer online game only. Titanfall 2 has a single player campaign, correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, tell me about this game.
Okay, so in Titanfall 2, you play as I forgot what the character's name was, but you play as a pilot. That's what they call them, because you pilot one of the Titans. The Titans are like these big robots. Well, there's...
Are they like Gundams? Like, are they like...
Oh, you know, Delaney Walker.
Japanese Gundams, like the... Japanese robots.
Oh, no. But, okay. Like, they're really cool because, like, they all have their own sets of abilities. My favorite is, like, the one you start with in the story. So, whenever you begin the story, you are playing as a pilot. You have to go through the tutorial stuff in the beginning.
Of course.
Yeah. So then, everything, you have to go to this planet. No one knows what it is. So, you have this... got your captain or whatever, I forgot what his name was, but so you do this, so you got shot and then he's trying to heal you. Okay
so you're essentially, you're shot but you're being healed.
Yeah. Okay. And, but like while you're being healed, you're kind of like knocked out, but you're not really knocked out, you're like paralyzed kind of.
okay
and like whenever you're doing that, you see you think he can do this, but you see his Titan.
So essentially his machine is what helps him succeed. Yeah. Okay.
But his Titan starts getting beat up, and then finally the enemy destroys his Titan.
Okay,
well,
so
not like really destroys it, but disables it.
I know you're still playing through this game. Yeah. So far, tell me one thing that's your favorite so far about this game.
One of the things that's my favorite is like the robots. Those are my favorite.
The robots are your favorite so far? Cool. Make sure when you come back next week, we get an update on Titanfall 2 and your progress on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Any other shout-outs you want to give before you wrap it up on Braylon's Corner?
My friends at my school.
Okay.
Owen, Jaden, some more friends.
Lots of friends.
He's got friends.
And my family. One's here right now. I don't know who you are.
Oh, yeah. So the rest of the people are not your family.
All right. My kid.
Braylon, thanks. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you joining us, as always.
Goodbye, friends.
Okay.
These
guys.
That was Braylon's Corner, of course. It's always fun to have him on. Talking about the things that happen in a 10-year-old's life. You know, it's interesting. You know, we always talk about thanks, Chris Hansen.
I've got the logs.
Okay. Well, we always talk about what happens in our daily lives, of course, especially when we get to the very end of the show.
Yeah.
I know this weekend, I got the day off on Thursday. We're going to go play Top Golf.
We're going to play golf.
We are going to go play golf. And we got Good Friday. Of course, this is Easter weekend.
Easter weekend.
A lot going on. Hopefully, Preds can wrap it up on Saturday. Five-game series. We will find out, of course, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. On Fox Sports Tennessee, also.
It'll not be on NBC. Belligerent on the ice either. No belligerents.
I think the game is going to be on...
they're not going to act stupid in the pit of Wall Street.
I think it's going to be on NBC Sports or CNBC. I'm not really sure. Yeah. Excuse me, the USA Network. USA Network.
It's on USA.
It's on USA Game 5. We have no clue where that's at yet, so... We'll find out more. Nashville, of course,
Game
like
5
I said,
is going to be the closer.
A chance to wrap it up. You know, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, my sister was here. Hello, Brittany is here. Very good to have her in the studio. She was filming stuff for her Facebook, and it was very interesting. It was a very good time. Congratulations.
Interesting.
It's very nice to see her sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for tonight's show. We'll talk more about... we'll talk more about all this great stuff that we got. Guys, this is it.
It's playoffs.
Game 4.
Playoffs.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Game 5.
Playoffs.
Saturday night.
Playoffs.
We don't know if it's at 2 or 7 o'clock. We don't know if it's a year or one of them. Preds have a chance to take this series in 5 games. Could be 6. Could be 7. We don't know. Preds lead 2-1 in the series. We'll find out more. For Darren, you can get him on Twitter at TennerMan87.
Yes.
For Ryan Albanese, Rockin' Rudy, I don't know the rest of it. Rockin' Rudy 1053 on Twitter. For Braylon, what is it, son? Oh, hurry up. Come on.
I want to say my Instagram stuff.
Okay, what's your Instagram?
Instagram thing is Braylon. Okay. It's either Braylon K. Martell or Braylon Martell.
Braylon doesn't know his Instagram name. Awesome. Okay, for me, you can get me on Twitter at KMartell_sports. The show at Neutral Zone 104.5. Guys, love you so much. Thanks for listening in. We'll talk next week. Potentially the Preds will have won this series. This is the Neutral Zone, powered by Lion Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Giddy up, a big save, a big saving glove down. Giddy up, you never see the man with the frown. Pectorine, hooray!